Welcome to the Room Exchange podcast, helping you rent better. In this podcast, we're having conversations with industry leaders in the rental market, along with everyday renters sharing fascinating stories, insights, and tips to help you rent better. Hello and welcome to the Room Exchange podcast. I'm Ludwina Dordovic, and today I'm talking about a new segment or introducing a new segment to the podcast. I'm going to be adding these new segments in between our regular main episodes, and I'm going to be calling it the Room Exchange Stories. Now, these stories are going to give you some insight into other areas of the room exchange that we don't generally get to cover in our main conversations with our podcast guests. They're great stories that will inspire you, provide you with house sharing insights and tips, along with sharing some of my own personal stories of leading the company and also my own personal experiences of house sharing. Now, today's story is about women helping women, and it's a very personal story for me because it's actually about me. And if you're a woman who's listening, who has a lot on your plate, and don't we all, this one might be for you. Now, being the CEO and founder of the Room Exchange is a very challenging role. If you put aside the complexities that come with such a role, such as dealing with, you know, the corporate aspect of leading a company, leading a team, all of those challenges that just come with the role in general, put all that aside, which is really big enough in and of itself. Every day I'm dealing with the challenges that everyday people are also facing in regards to housing. Now, that adds another level that can be really heartbreaking. If you can imagine the conversations that I have with people who, you know, some of them are saying that they're living and sleeping in a car with the kids because they can't find somewhere to rent, or, you know, people are paying exorbitant amounts of rents for homes that are really unlivable. We're in a really difficult place right now in Australia when it comes to the housing market. And the Room Exchange has the ability to actually, I believe, solve this rental crisis. But in amongst it all, there are heartbreaking stories. Now, I just can't put those stories aside. I do try not to emotionally really take them in. But I'm not a heartless person. I'm not just seeking the bottom line. I do have a very big vision as a founder for the Room Exchange, and it's not a charity. It is a for-profit company. But my sole intention is to really have a massive impact in the housing crisis and make it fair and equitable for everyone. So I got to the end of last year feeling incredibly exhausted. So that was the end of year five. I struggled to enjoy my usual Christmas time with my family and my husband. And when I came back from my holidays, I didn't feel completely rested. I found that, you know, I just wanted to sleep for quite a few days. I was really exhausted and I felt quite mentally heavy about coming back to work. It was a very strange feeling. I realized that I just needed to have some time out. I didn't quite know what that looked like, but I just needed more time off. So I put a call out to my community to see if I could stay somewhere in the country for a few weeks just to reset and get ready for the intense year ahead. Now, Elizabeth, who has been a household listed on our platform for some time, replied to that call out, and this conversation with you and me now is the story of our time together. So 2 days after I had a texting conversation being introduced to Elizabeth, I pretty much moved in. So it was a very quick process. So a little bit of backstory about Elizabeth. She's a single mother, a businesswoman, and she's also a counsellor. So that was really ideal for me, I can tell you. She lives in a mud brick home on a 10-acre property in country Victoria. She was more than happy for me to stay in a home and get the rest that I needed in this really incredible, idyllic setting. I can't explain it to you. It's like my room was, the walls were lined with what smelled like cedar wood, and then there was some silk on some part of the walls as well. Open up the French doors that open out to a balcony, And I literally woke up in the morning to the sight of deers roaming around in the garden at the back. And then behind that, there was just a forest of trees. It was the most incredible place to be. And having grown up in the country, I realized that I need to get back to it more. It's kind of, I'm one of those girls that likes to walk around barefoot outside because I feel like it really grounds me. So it was really wonderful to have the opportunity to be supported in this way, not only by another woman, but also in this really beautiful environment. Now, the first few days I settled in and had the rest and the sleep that I required, Elizabeth really did not expect anything of me. She just said, look, just make yourself at home and just do what you need to do. She made me feel incredibly welcome, and very quickly I felt the groove of the household and also very quickly understood the personalities of the two people who lived there. So Elizabeth has a 16-year-old daughter, RD. For me, as a housemate coming into this home, I had to observe the dynamic and the vibe of the household, I guess, to really understand how the house works. And so this conversation is also about a perspective from my point of view on what it's like to go into somebody else's home as a housemate. And I think it's a really great experience as a CEO and founder of a company like this for me to actually be on the other side of the equation as well. I'm always being the household because that's obviously how I founded the company, and I've always had people come to live with me for about 8 years. But this was a really great experience to discover what it might feel like for somebody going into someone else's home. So I was there for 3 weeks all up, so this was a really great experience. So the first thing I'm going to talk about now are the house rules. And this is something that you really want to make sure that you are clear on, because you are going into somebody else's home and they have a particular way to live. So there is this aspect of kind of respecting how their house runs and then adapting yourself perhaps a little bit at times to kind of fit into it. But then also my suggestion is the quicker that you can kind of get a handle on how the household works, the faster that you'll fall into their groove and just really connect in a deeper, meaningful way. That was my experience anyway. So we talked about food, house cleaning, and expectations of me as a housemate. We agreed on all the requirements, and being a reasonably flexible person, I did find it easy to fit in with their way of living. It's also nice to do things a little differently at times, I find anyway, and discover new ways of living and being. I followed the same recommendations that I actually share with our users on the Room Exchange. Elizabeth and I had the conversations that were needed on a regular basis. This is something that I highly recommend, that you do eat meals together. I call it breaking bread. You know, having conversations over breaking bread together is really important, because you can talk about the things that are really important in terms of how it is that you live together. Ultimately, we felt at home with each other and no one was put out by anyone's way of living or being. Now, if you're moving into someone else's home and they have kids, so as I mentioned, Elizabeth has a 16-year-old daughter, RD. Now, the second day I was there, I made a very specific decision to take RD out for an ice cream, just so that we could get to know each other, because she's got this foreign person coming into her home and her space. And although they're used to other people living with them and they really do love that community living, I really wanted to form a connection with RD as well. Now, RD is very open about who she is, what her needs are, and how I should understand certain aspects of her personality. It was a really great opportunity to create a connection with RD in this way, because, you know, we were driving in a car together, so we're talking, and then we get to the ice cream and we're dripping ice cream over our hands and over our faces and just having a laugh together. It was just really kind of warming and comforting to have that with her. And to be honest, my kids have grown up and left home, so I kind of had this really, you know, beautiful moment with a kid that met that need for me that I've been missing too. As a result of my soft and caring approach, RD and I have actually become very good friends. And in less than 2 weeks, I actually earned the auntie status. Now, it's been a great joy to get to know her. And since leaving the house, RD and I actually have our own connection. We text each other, and I'm actually going to be heading back up to the house every now and again to visit Elizabeth and RD. And so they have actually become very important people in my life. One other thing I will say just on this point, if you are living in a home with someone else's children, it's important to respect the parents' boundaries and rules. Don't ever step on a parent's toes. It's not your place. And just be mindful that you are there with somebody else's child and enjoy it, you know, enjoy the beauty that the experience actually brings. Next subject I'll talk about is food. So every household will have their own preference when it comes to meal times. I prefer to cook and eat together, which means dividing up the cooking and the cost of groceries. I find this is the easiest way as it divides a cost for us and it also divides the time that it takes to prepare meals. I also find that it unites the household around the dinner table as it keeps the conversations flowing, but it's not for everyone. Like, I don't think you should have some hard and fast rules around it. But I think you should have at least two or three meals together a week if you can. Even if you just all agreed to do one meal each, you can go and buy the groceries each for the meal and then maybe have your own shelf in the fridge and the pantry if that works for you for breakfast and lunch. But I just think having a few meals together is really important to really gel the vibe of the household. That's just my opinion. And thankfully, Elizabeth and RD enjoyed the same thing as well. So we did eat together every night, which was absolutely lovely. So housework. Now, it's pretty easy to work out how a house operates. Just sit back and observe and watch how things are done on a daily basis. I quickly noticed that the dishes get done for the day in the nighttime and the dishwasher was unpacked in the morning. The vacuuming gets done a couple of times a week and we all make sure that the bathroom stays clean because it was just one bathroom that we shared. I took care of my own personal space and helped in other ways where I could around the house. You know, do some weeding or you know, bring the washing in if you notice it's going to rain and they're not around. You know, it's just sort of just observing and being there for each other in those ways where you kind of come in and out. And that support is just really lovely. I remember one day I had some washing out and I came home and Elizabeth had picked it up and put it on the veranda, which meant that it was still able to dry, but it just wasn't getting wet. You know, another time her washing was dry, so I just folded it and brought it inside. You know, it's not a big deal. And those things just really make for a nice vibe around the house. Resolving issues as they arise. Now, there will always be issues that arise and you can't escape that because we are dealing with people. However, there is a gift in the resolution of those issues if they're dealt with fairly and quickly. So in my experience, the moment that you have to resolve conflict with someone and you are able to do that, that to me is a moment in your relationship that has created an anchor for the both of you. It's a reference point. If you have the ability to talk about challenging things together in a careful and caring way and come to a conclusion or an outcome that works for both of you and resolve it, I guarantee you that first time that that happens in any new relationship, that strengthens and deepens it. So don't be afraid when you know, conflicts or issues come up. Just have a gentle conversation about it. Being able to work through conflict together is the best thing for your relationship. I welcome the first time I have conflict with anyone because it's like, oh, let's just see what's going to happen here and what they're made of in terms of resolution and how much we actually really do care about each other. So the first time that Elizabeth and I had an issue to resolve, it was around a perceived misunderstanding of something that she thought that she overheard. Now, she kindly brought it to my attention when we were having dinner, and once I clarified what was actually said, I thanked her for caring enough to get clarity around it. Because if it wasn't brought up, it would have festered and become something bigger than it actually was. So all it was a misunderstanding, and she just wanted to make sure that what she thought she heard me say to her daughter was cleared up. And it was just really, she just misunderstood what I said. Now, general observations. I noticed that the first week was really about getting settled in and getting to know each other. I observed a sense of pure grace and understanding from Elizabeth because she really did understand that I was in a stressed state as well. It enabled me to feel very comfortable and find my own place in her home. And there's a fine balance between feeling at home and respecting the rules and dynamics of how the house operates. If you're a household offering a room for someone to live in, there is a power dynamic that sits in your favor. Now, being aware of that is important as it will ensure that your new housemate can truly feel at home, even though it's someone else's house. So just be mindful of that. There is a balance there that if you're aware of it when the housemate first moves into your home, just keep using it. Look, this is my house, but please make it your home. You know, I want you to feel comfortable. What do you need? Is there anything I can do for you? You know, just ask questions, you know, in the early days, just to really get to know and understand and to make sure that your housemate feels comfortable. And Elizabeth was brilliant at that. Now, the beautiful surprise are the lifelong friendships. Now, we both had some pretty big things going on over the 3 weeks that I was there. Being able to support each other during those times was a beautiful experience. Now, even though Elizabeth was a counsellor, she never counselled me, but she just checked in with me every now and again just to make sure that I was okay. And then when the moment was right, we had some conversations about things that were helpful for me, and I was able to do the same thing for her. That was just really beautiful, and the trust and the friendship that's formed during that time is really invaluable. Now, it's difficult these days to find new friends in your 50s if you're a woman. I'm sure it's the same for men, but, you know, I'm a woman. And I think this is the thing that I love about this experience of about women helping women. So Elizabeth is a single mother. I'm married, but, you know, I am a woman. There's a lot of women in their 50s out there who are really struggling with loneliness. They might be living alone. Perhaps they're post-divorce. They just need somewhere temporary to stay while they get themselves back up on their feet. And, you know, we've got 13.5 million unused spare bedrooms and 10 million homes across Australia. And I'm just putting this thought out there because this experience was incredible and eye-opening for me in a lot of ways. House sharing really creates an environment for friendship to blossom very quickly. That was really compelling for me because over those 3 weeks together, the amount of connection and moments of time that we had together, there's no way that that could just happen in everyday life. I mean, a house is two hours away from me, might be able to have random phone calls every now and again, but you're still not going to have that in-depth connection that is created when you're actually staying with someone. I know, I truly believe that Elizabeth and I will be great friends for life, and her daughter, RD, as well. You know, these are the beautiful surprises that happen when you open your home to someone. So just some key takeaways, or my takeaways. First one is give your new housemate time to settle in. Two, be clear about boundaries, expectations, and needs for the household and the housemate. Three, work out dinners, food, shopping, and cleaning schedules. Four, respect the house rules and family rules, particularly if there's children in the home. Five, be mindful of giving each other space when needed. Six, pick up after yourself and leave the communal spaces clear, clean, and tidy. Seven, spend time together outside the home. This was great. She actually took me for this beautiful walk for an hour one day, and we just talked and walked. Take your housemate on a tour of the area, local shopping, hairdresser, etc. And Elizabeth did this for me, which was really great. Nine, have at least one meal a week where you can both talk about things that are going on, and if there are any issues, I recommend two or three, but make it at least one. And 10, learn to communicate respectfully and clearly, especially when you need to address any issues or problems that may arise. Now, benefits of house sharing, it pushed me out of my comfort zone. I'm so used to living in a particular way. I've lived with Harry for 32 years now, and, you know, we have our rhythm and our way of doing things. But it put me in a conscious state of being when I was living with Elizabeth, so I had to consciously be aware of my own presence and myself in other people's company. So it was a really great self-reflecting time. In fact, I did a lot of journaling while I was there. It allowed new conversations and inject a fresh perspective. I was feeling quite lonely at that time, and I think a lot of people who live in Melbourne have kind of felt that. I mean, we were exhausted at the end of last year because of all the socialising after being locked down for 2 years, but then I think we're still lonely. I don't think we've formed those friendships and connections in a way that we did before COVID. I learned to cook new dishes and learn new ways of eating. I made a new lifelong friend in Elizabeth and her daughter. We have also shared our resources, skills, and networks for other things in business and life. And I've fallen in love with the Yarra Valley and would love to live there one day. So these are just some of the benefits of my experience of being there with her. Now, this experience has given me so much. So just in wrapping up, it's one thing to have founded a company and a business model. It's another thing to have truly experienced it. This is something that I want to do about two or three times a year. So if anyone's listening and you have a home and you want to see what it's like to have a housemate, if you never have done that and you'd like to have me for a week or two, please get in touch and let me know. It also showed me the power of women helping women. Sometimes you just need a soft place to land. I certainly felt the softness of this landing and came away feeling nourished and refreshed. Really kicked off the year for me, and I can't tell you the difference that it's made. So thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, RD. And to all the women out there listening, and all the men as well, you know, support each other if you can. There's a lot of men who also need companionship and maybe a soft place to land for a while. So I hope you enjoyed this new kind of addition to my podcast. I really want to talk more to you about my thoughts and things that are important to me in between our interview episodes. If there's anything that you would like me to talk about, please feel free to send me an email, admin@theroomexchange.com, and I will consider your recommendations. If you're listening to this on your favorite podcast directory, please make sure that you subscribe to the podcast and rate and review. I'd really love to hear your reviews. I will actually read them out on a future episode, I promise. If you could please share this podcast with your friends as well, I greatly appreciate it. And just one last thing, the Room Exchange is really about solving the housing crisis. We can do this, and together with your support, we can really make it happen. So thanks for listening to me. This is Ludwina signing off. Bye for now. Thanks for listening. If you're looking for your next rental, head over to The Room Exchange, Australia's first verified house sharing platform. Our profiles make it easy to match you based on personality, values and lifestyle, and you can choose to rent or offset your rent, saving you time and money. To find out more, go to theroomexchange.com. You can connect with us across our social media platforms at The Room Exchange or email admin@theroomexchange.com.